in the blessing of the palm, which is a very profound and a beautiful one, making it to be such a powerful sacramental, the priest says a preface and gives thanks to Almighty God, saying, "The whole creation praiseth thee, and thy saints bless thee, because they confess with freedom before the kings and powers of this world the great name of thy only begotten Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." The words of the preface always sound as though the Holy Ghost tucked them in to the Palm Sunday blessing exactly for our day and our time. Imagine it, the priest saying, "The saints bless thee." Why? Because they confess with freedom before the kings and the powers of the world the great name of thy only begotten Son. A saint comes to mind. He's commemorated in the Divine Office today. He is St. John Capistrano. He came almost single-handedly to stop the invasion of the Muslims into Europe one time when they had besieged Belgrade, capital of Serbia. And it was a long siege, and he gathered together sort of a ragtag army. They had no proper weapons to speak of. Usually they had shovels and pickaxes and things. But he broke through the lines to relieve the beleaguered citizens of Belgrade, and then they planned out a strategy, did what training they could with the farmers who were their soldiers, and quite unexpectedly, it was August and very, very hot weather, he declared one day, "This morning we are going to attack." Because he was a saint, all emaciated from his long years of fasting and a great miracle worker, the people obeyed him, although they didn't see the sense of it, and he led them to victory. He had a banner, and on the banner was written the holy names of Jesus and of Mary, and they broke out and they routed the enemy, even though they were far outnumbered. That's just one example of the many, many victories. But those victories come because of penance and because of prayer and also because of confidence in Christ's power, Our Lady's intercession. So our Lord means these days and now in this world of ours that he must triumph in us and by us. As long as he triumphs with us, the victory is ours. You have to stop during Holy Week and ask yourself serious questions when you're in church during those times of quiet prayer. If persecution comes, it probably will come slowly and confusedly, but will you be ready? Or it may come just like that overnight. We do not know. What we do know is that if you die to yourself today and during Holy Week, you will be strong enough and you will be ready. We have prayed with confidence every day this Lent for the salvation of our country through the holy face of Jesus. Last year, we prayed every day at Mass and all Lent long for deliverance from the false plague and deliverance from all of the propaganda and for protection, the ability just to keep our doors open. And our prayers were heard. They will be heard again this year if we make that prayer with persevering confidence. Sometimes, in order for our prayer to be heard, our Lord requires of us reparation. That reparation could be from bearing persecution or suffering, or indeed a willingness to be a victim with him in some sense. In other words, St. John Capistrano won that victory. He didn't have soldiers, imagine, but he had faith and he had prayers. And those men who were with him were 100% Catholic, and that's what made the difference. So too today, bravely going forward, not as soldiers, we're not, but as soldiers of Christ, yes, indeed, we are. Know this, though, regardless of what happens or does not happen in the days or weeks ahead, this week, by calmly and purposefully and devoutly attending your Holy Week, you are most efficaciously fighting this worldwide communist revolution. They want to reduce you to confusion. They want, and they've succeeded to a large measure with a lot of people, they want to make you into a coward, that you should be degraded and fearful and panicky. They want finally to dehumanize you, to treat you as though you were an animal, a guinea pig for this experimental vaccine, cattle to be herded this way and that, according to the master's, the owner's wishes. By coming and praying, you assert your dignity as a child of God, and you are girded by the Holy Ghost with his power and his weapons. Turn off, if you haven't done already, the TV and the social media and all, everything. Enjoy a little peace. You earned it. You deserve it. Because we're so addicted to these things, we don't even think in those terms. But that's the first step. Next step, come to church. Come more than you usually do. Stay longer than you usually do. Come and stand and kneel and pray with us. Whether it be today or a long time from now, your time will come. Because for each one of us, the Savior's words ring true. The grain of wheat must fall into the ground and die. You know that our Lord, on Holy Thursday night, which is why it's important that we should visit him in the altar of repose on Holy Thursday. On Holy Thursday evening, our Lord was fearful. He was overwhelmed with grief, temptations, worry. He was abandoned by his own dear friends, the apostles. He was so stressed, it is a sign of stress, that his sweat turned into beads of blood that night. And most of all, he was under this dark, heavy pall of sadness. What did he do? He prayed. And our Lord, the Father, heard his son's prayer. And he sent an angel to make him strong. And when the time came and the soldiers arrived with their lanterns and the mob to arrest him, he was ready and he went forth bravely to meet them and he went forth to die. But on the third day, he rose again from the dead. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen.